Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, May 1, 2025.
Trump's first 100 days. Changes to civil rights policies. On April 30, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump marked his first 100 days in office by making significant changes to diversity and inclusion policies, sparking outrage among civil rights supporters. He canceled a major executive order from 1965 that ensured equal job opportunities for everyone, regardless of race. The administration argues that these diversity programs are unfair and hinder merit-based opportunities. As part of this agenda, contracts linked to what they call illegal DEI practices have been scrapped, and threats of federal funding cuts have been issued to schools that continue these programs. Hector Sanchez Barba, president and CEO of Mi Familia Vota, condemned these actions as part of a white supremacist agenda. Additionally, the Department of Education has cut its workforce in half, closing 7 of its 12 civil rights offices. These changes could lead to increased discrimination against marginalized communities and may spark legal battles as advocates fight to protect their rights. What does this mean for the future of civil rights in America?
North Korea's new destroyer and military advancements. North Korea has unveiled its first 5,000-ton destroyer, a major leap in its military capabilities. Kim Jong-un praised this formidable warship as a key step in modernizing the Navy, personally overseeing the initial missile tests from the ship, which features cutting-edge weaponry. During a ceremony in Nampo, he emphasized the urgent need to enhance the Navy's nuclear capabilities, suggesting that Russia may have assisted in building the destroyer, highlighting their growing military ties. As tensions rise on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea's ongoing weapons testing raises alarms for the United States and South Korea. Recently, North Korea confirmed sending troops to Russia to support military efforts in Ukraine, sparking concerns about technology transfers. This new destroyer, capable of carrying around 80 missiles, poses a serious security threat to South Korea, which operates 12 destroyers.
China's Coast Guard patrols Scarborough Shoal. China's Coast Guard has stepped up its monitoring around Scarborough Shoal, a disputed area in the South China Sea claimed by both China and the Philippines. On April 30, 2025, they revealed that since early April, they have increased their surveillance and interception efforts to assert control over their waters. Scarborough Shoal is crucial for its rich fishing resources and strategic location along busy maritime routes. The Philippine Embassy in Beijing has not yet commented on these developments. This situation underscores ongoing political conflicts in the South China Sea, where several nations are competing for territorial claims. As tensions escalate, the potential effects on regional stability and international relations are significant.
Tragic fate of Ukrainian journalist Victoria Roshchina. A shocking report from the nonprofit media organization Forbidden Stories reveals the tragic fate of Victoria Roshchina, a 27-year-old Ukrainian journalist. Captured in April 2024 while covering the illegal detention of Ukrainians in the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia region, Roshchina was brutally tortured and killed in Russian custody. Her body showed clear signs of abuse, suggesting horrific treatment. An autopsy may have been conducted before her remains were returned to Ukraine, with missing organs indicating an attempt to cover up a crime. Roshchina was the first known Ukrainian journalist to die in Russian captivity, having worked for independent outlets like Ukrainska Pravda and Radio Free Europe. Her editor, Sevgal Musaeva, praised Roshchina's commitment to reporting from occupied territories. Following her death, the Committee to Protect Journalists condemned Russia for its actions. Thousands of Ukrainian citizens remain in Russian custody without charges or legal representation. The ongoing conflict, which began with Russia's invasion in February 2022, continues to endanger journalists. Just hours after the report was released, Russia launched drone and missile attacks on Kharkiv and Dnipro, resulting in casualties and injuries.
Sundar Pichai to testify in Google antitrust trial. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, will testify on April 30, 2025. In a critical antitrust trial in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Department of Justice, or DOJ, is challenging Google to sell its Chrome web browser and take steps to boost competition in online search. This trial could transform the digital landscape by questioning Google's control over search engines. The DOJ, backed by state attorneys general, argues that Google's practices obstruct competition and innovation. A judge previously noted that Google lacks real competitors, maintaining its dominance by paying billions to companies like Apple and Samsung to be the default search engine. The DOJ wants to end these payments and require Google to share search data with rivals, believing this will create a fairer market. In response, Google claims the DOJ's proposals could threaten user privacy and hurt smaller companies like Mozilla that rely on its services. This trial is a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate about technology monopolies and their impact on consumers.
Surge of tech talent in European defense. The European defense industry is seeing a surge of tech workers returning home, driven by the ongoing war in Ukraine and the actions of former U.S. President Donald Trump. This shift has sparked a wave of national pride among those who once considered moving to the U.S. With European governments ramping up military spending, defense startups are becoming increasingly attractive to tech professionals. Recent discussions show that this trend reflects a changing political landscape as the U.S. steps back from its role as Europe's security guarantor. Despite concerns about the ethics of AI in military use, investment in this technology is booming. For instance, Command AI raised 10 million euros in December, while Germany's Alpine Eagle secured the same amount to develop tech against autonomous drones. The competition for AI experts is heating up, with companies like Command AI successfully recruiting talent from major firms like OpenAI and Palantir Technologies. The war in Ukraine has also reduced the stigma around working in defense, leading to a rise in startups focused on drone technology. According to PitchBook, venture capital investment in European defense companies hit $626 million US dollars in 2024, a significant jump from previous years. The European Union plans to mobilize 800 billion euros for defense initiatives, underscoring a strong commitment to enhancing security across Europe.
China's new law to boost private sector. On April 30, 2025, China passed the Private Economy Promotion Law to strengthen the private sector and build confidence amid ongoing trade tensions with the United States. This law, effective May 20, promotes fair competition and supports the growth of private businesses. Recognizing the private sector's crucial role in modernization, it ensures all companies can compete on equal footing. In response to weak domestic consumption and a debt crisis in the property market, the Chinese government is taking steps to assist struggling businesses. In February 2023, President Xi Jinping met with tech leaders, including Alibaba's Jack Ma, encouraging them to harness their talents for China's economic growth. Despite the private sector contributing over half of the country's tax revenue and more than 60% of economic output, investment in this area rose only 0.4% in the first quarter of 2025, while the state sector saw a 6.5% increase. Policymakers are committed to supporting firms impacted by U.S. tariffs, which have reached triple digits.
Economic update. U.S. GDP contraction and market reactions. On April 30th, 2025, new economic data showed that the United States' gross domestic product, or GDP, fell by 0.3% in the first quarter. This marks the first decline in 3 years and raises concerns about a possible recession. As a result, U.S. stock markets took a nosedive, although a late rally helped recover some losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 0.4%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.1%, and the NASDAQ remained steady. Investors reacted positively to earnings from major tech companies, with Meta Platforms shares up by 4% and Microsoft shares jumping by 7% after hours. However, Supermicro Computer saw an 11.5% drop after lowering its forecasts, and Snap experienced a 12.4% decline after announcing it wouldn't provide financial predictions for the second quarter. The GDP drop was largely due to trade tariffs and ongoing tensions, creating uncertainty in the markets. The Federal Reserve, led by Chair Jerome Powell, is facing challenges in managing these economic conditions, with expectations of a potential interest rate cut soon. Meanwhile, in Japan, the Bank of Japan is likely to keep its current monetary policy, making the Japanese yen a safe haven currency.
France accuses Russia of cyberattacks. France has accused Russia's main intelligence directorate, known as the GRU, of launching a wave of cyberattacks aimed at destabilizing the nation. These attacks have targeted government ministries, defense firms, and think tanks since 2021, marking a significant escalation in tensions. The specific unit involved, APT-28, has been notorious for its cyber espionage activities since at least 2004. This group has been linked to major incidents, including the 2015 cyber attack that took down the French television network TV5 Monde and the leak of emails from Emmanuel Macron's campaign during the 2017 election. In 2024, France's National Cybersecurity Agency reported around 4,000 cyber incidents attributed to Russian actors, reflecting a 15% increase from the previous year. The French government has made it clear that such destabilizing actions are unacceptable, especially from a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. France is committed to using all available means to counter Russia's harmful behavior in cyberspace.
Han Duck-soo resigns to run for president of South Korea. Han Duck-soo, the acting leader of South Korea, is stepping down effective May 1, 2025, to enter the presidential race. His decision comes just ahead of the election on June 3, 2025, fueled by a surge in public support. Following his resignation, Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok will take over as acting president, as required by law. This change follows the controversial removal of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, who faced backlash after declaring martial law. Han's deep-rooted experience in governance positions him as a strong candidate, and many see his entry into the race as a calming influence in South Korea's shifting political landscape. With the election approaching, the stakes are high, and all eyes are on the unfolding drama.
Dutch citizens view U.S. as global threat. A recent survey shows that 88% of Dutch citizens believe the U.S. is a global threat. Conducted by the Atlantic Commission and Vurien, the survey reveals that most respondents want Europe to become more independent in its defense, reducing reliance on the U.S. within NATO. Additionally, 65% see the U.S. as more of a danger than a source of safety. This growing unease reflects doubts about U.S. foreign policy and its impact on European security. As a result, many Dutch people feel optimistic about Europe taking greater responsibility for its own defense. What does this shift mean for the future of international relations?
U.S.-Ukraine Economic Partnership Announcement. On April 30, 2025, the White House revealed a groundbreaking economic partnership with Ukraine, launching the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund. This initiative aims to manage the ownership and extraction of natural resources in Ukraine, a nation grappling with conflict since 2014. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stated that this fund will enable U.S. investments to work alongside Ukraine, unlocking growth opportunities and speeding up economic recovery. Ukrainian Economy Minister Yulia Sviridenko stressed that resource extraction will remain under Ukrainian control. The fund will be supported by new licenses for oil, gas, and critical minerals, with half of the revenue directed to it. Former President Donald Trump remarked that this agreement helps the U.S. recover about $66.5 billion in military aid provided to Ukraine since the conflict began. This announcement followed a meeting between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Rome, where they discussed strategies for economic recovery and collaboration.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.